out there. Do you realize how close we are to summer, though? It's coming. 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks from now, they'll open their 40th season at the Barn Theater. And Jeffrey Padu is here to tell us all about it. Jeff, good morning.
Morning.
You got a nice nice schedule here for the Barn.
We do. We've got 6 shows coming up, plus a kids show, which is not one dead weekend all summer long.
What amazes me, and maybe you can explain how this works for a show, if you go see a Port Huron Civic Theater show or a show at the Citadel Stage, it's about 6 to 8 weeks of rehearsal time from the first time that everybody sits down, does the read through, and then you start rehearsing and all that other stuff. You get about 2 weeks to put on a Barn show.
We usually get about 6 rehearsals per show. Yeah.
It's, how?
We never ask ourselves that. We just do it.
You just do it.
We just do it. Well, we really don't have time because we change shows every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks, all summer long.
Right.
That's amazing.
Well, what we do is after auditions and we get the cast set, we get the scripts out to them as soon as possible. So if when we start rehearsals, if they don't know their lines, they're really familiar with it. So then we just jump in right from there.
Yeah. You have auditions coming up this weekend, correct?
Friday night and Saturday afternoon, yes.
All right. And 40 years at the Barn. How cool is that?
Well, every time I think of it, I'm thinking, why am I still there? Because I was there. There's 2 people that have been there from day one. Myself is one, and Lee Cork, who's our tech director, has been there since day one, too. And he was also my history and theater teacher when I was in high school. And he just amazes me the way he crawls across those beams and hangs like a monkey, you know, setting the lights and things. I'm like, holy, he scares the mess out of me.
It truly is a barn. I mean, this is a barn, the Barn Theater. It's not just the name. It really is a barn.
It's a 200-plus-year-old barn that has, you know, the same structure it had when it was put up 200 and some years ago. Yeah. You go in there and some days it's when it's, you know, really hot and humid, you can still smell the old hay and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's charming. People fall in love with the building itself. And then they see the show and they fall in love with us.
Yeah, that's the idea. tell us what your season is.
Well, we start out with a show called The Annoyance. It's about a guy who annoys everybody he meets. So he goes to a psychiatrist to get fixed, ends up driving her nuts, goes to the next one, who happens to be her husband, drives him nuts. And then the last scene is they decide to either cure him or kill him. It's really funny.
It sounds hysterical.
Really funny. The next one is Perfect Arrangement. It's about 2 couples who live side by side. And they are having affairs with each other, of course. But it's the 1950s or 60s, I think, in Washington. And they both work for the government. So they have to keep things undercover. And then it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's very good. It's very funny. On Golden Pond is our 3rd show.
Oh, what a great show.
And yeah, it's an outstanding show. People with that show don't remember. I mean, they remember how wonderful the movie was, and it is, but they don't remember how funny it is because Norman is just a hoot.
Mm-hmm. Cranky old man.
A cranky old man, which I, you know, feel for. Right. But yeah, it's one of those shows where you can be laughing hysterically 1 second, you know, and then you're tearing up next. You know, I've seen the movie, and I've done that show before, and it's one of my all-time favorites. It's just outstanding. Anybody for Murder is a British thriller, kind of, but it's just so terribly funny. I'm not sure how you explain it. Somebody's coming into a lot of money for insurance, and an older couple comes to tell him and to help him with it, and they decide, well, we want that money.
Uh-huh.
And it's just...
One thing leads to another.
It is. It's great. We do a kids show every year with and by kids. We have an adult director, of course. This year is Game of Tierras, which is a throw kind of to Game of Thrones.
Got it.
And it's always one of our best shows. And we love doing the kids show because, well, in a couple of years, you know, they can step up and, you know, and do the regular shows. Savannah Sipping Club, Sipping Society, is about a group of women of a certain age, all women who get together and decide, no, we're not knitting. We're not going to sit around and watch the Golden Girls. We're not going to be the Golden Girls. And they don't. Very funny, very touching. And our last show was Bathroom Humor at the end of the season, which is all takes place in bathroom. Go figure. And everybody wants to use the bathroom except for what it's used for. except for one little old man who cannot get in there and do his business.
I love it. That sounds great.
It's hysterical.
Great variety of shows.
Yeah, we do. We like to do a little bit of everything. You know, our forte is, you know, the fall down, stupid, funny mm-hmm. stuff, which we've been doing for 40 years. But we also like to throw a few shows like on Golden Pond. Last year, a couple years ago, we did a show called Visiting Mr. Green, which, again, is very funny. But in the next minute, you're crying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we like to keep ourselves challenged and our audience.
You have a lot of people that have been in these shows at the barn for years and years. Like you said, you've still got a couple of people, including yourself, that were there at the beginning. So you've got a lot of people that are, but you bring a lot of new people into the fold too, from year to year.
Yeah, we do. We hold our auditions are always open. No shows are, well, this year no shows are, you know, precast. We love having brand new people there. And a lot of them, they're afraid because of the short rehearsal yeah. span, and I can understand that. But once they get in there, and they fall in love with it. It's like guerrilla theater. You do it.
Mm-hmm.
Our main focus is on character development and, of course, the show itself. We don't have time for like the first read through, the sit down, and discussing all this and stuff. It's like, no, you just have to get in there and do it.
You just got to do
it. It's a lot of work, but we also have a lot of fun
doing it. Boy, it sounds like it. And people from all over come to see these shows, don't they?
We have people coming from across the state. We have people on our mailing list from across the country, people from Texas, people from Florida, and they say they make an effort at least once a year to make the special trip all the way up to Michigan to Port Sanilac in the middle of nowhere to see our shows.
How cool is that?
It's outstanding. We love them.
Do you have a website or somewhere where people can get the schedule, ticket information, everything they need to know about the Barn Theater?
Well, the best bet right now is to check us out on Facebook, to like us, because our website, we were having a huge problem. We got hacked last year.
Oh, no.
It's been just a pain.
Yeah.
And it's just been evil trying to get it fixed. And Steve Kenny has been, you know, has set up a new one, and he's still working on it, and he's been pulling his hair out and calling me up and calling me all kinds of nasty, dirty, filthy names.
Can't imagine that.
Yeah, I don't go figure. But I don't have anything to do with it. But right. I'm like, okay, Steve, and I go over and I, you know, pet his head and call it done.
Barn Theater on Facebook, and then the auditions again this weekend, right?
This weekend, Friday night, 6 to 8, and Saturday afternoon, 2 to 4.
Well, here's to a 40th season. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.